This is GQDN for Thursday, August 22nd, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes, people. They're excellent, excellent stuff. When you do, go to the checkout line, put in the promo code QUEST, and you get 25% off of your order. That could be a lot of savings right there. Oh boy, that covers your shipping, plus a few more bucks. Oh boy, that's a big, big savings. By patreon.com/groupquest, can be more stuff there this weekend. And by stackup.org, great, great community. In today's news, we have quite a bit of things from Tomb Raider. Oh Lord, crop's been busy. We got some updates from different games as well. And that would include some EA Sports NHL 25. But today we start with World of Warcraft, because according to wowhead.com, there was an interview and Raider.io was, oh, and Icy Veins, was talking to the production director, Michael Bybee, and the game producer, George Villiv. And they're talking about raiding, Mythic Plus, and maybe some new classes, along with other stuff. So, within raiding, they're reintroducing the Heroic Week, and they're looking to see about the amount of players for the content who could play at one time, because Blizzards want to give those players more time to enjoy some individual pieces of content. They were also talking about Mythic Plus and the Mythic Raid that was opening at the same time, because of the new scaling, and that's with the Mythic Zero and the Mythic Plus 10 in the previous system, because they want players to have more time to get used to the new scaling instead of slamming into Mythic Plus. Speaking of Mythic Plus, the developers are still looking for new ways to provide some fixes that will challenge players to learn from their mistakes and improve, so that way the players could also feel rewarded for executing the mechanics properly. And the keystone levels from plus 2 to plus 10 will allow players to bring their best class without feeling pressured into playing a quote meta spec unquote. Now will there be any more classes? Right now there's no current plans to implement a new support class, but the team is looking for ways to introduce them in the future. That would go with hero talents and some sub-specs, but we shall see what happens with the game, because the War Within is close to really, really, really close. So let's spread this out to Xbox. PlayStationLifestyle.net said that Phil Spencer was doing some talking again, and he was talking about why, in a different interview, Xbox games are going to PlayStation. So here's what he said, quote, "Last spring we launched four games on the Switch and PlayStation, and we said we were going to learn." For the quote, "I think at the showcase, I might have said that from our learning, we're going to do more." So, Noble did say on Twitter, quote, "Phil Spencer said they learned from the first four games. They run a business and player numbers on Xbox are higher than ever. The industry is under pressure, and it will be change for all of us," end quote. So let's shift over to PlayStation 5, because we know that Concord is now out. But according to NewsK on Twitter, the game has been under development for 8 years. So here's what he said on Twitter. Quote, "Today Firewalk Studios launched Concord. The game has been in development for around 8 years, and I've been there for almost 5 of them. We don't get a lot of launch days in our careers, so today is a special day for a ton of reasons. Oblige me some good vibes today." So, interesting, interesting. Now, if you like the NHL, Hardcore Gamer did say that, well, here are some players that have been revealed, and here's a release date. So, NHL 25 was unveiled today with the release date of October 4th. And the game will be on PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S. And the game has 3 NHL players on it. All Brothers, and the Norris Trophy winner. It is the Hughes Brothers on the deluxe edition with Quinn, Jack, and Luke. And they're in the locker room on the cover with their hockey gear on. Two of them are in the Devil's gear, and one of them is in the Canucks gear. And all three were involved in the motion capture for the game, which is bringing a new system that is known as Ice Cube. So here's what Mike Englehart, the senior game designer, director of EA Vancouver, did say about this. Quote, "The new Ice Cube gameplay system represents a foundational shift in how players will experience the game, with its deep intelligence giving them complete control of the ice. Hockey is built different, but with NHL 25 delivering greater authenticity, bigger team rivalries, and inspired by the sport's next generation superstars who continue to redefine the game. So we'll see what happens here." Now, Lara Croft, we got three stories about this one. The first one is she's going to be doing a bit of a crossover. Well, she was in Fortnite and Dead by Daylight, but now she'll be in the Battle Royale game, Narika Blade Point. So, there was an official statement about this, because she has the existing character, Batari, with that skin, the Lara Croft skin. Quote, "Batari will don an outfit inspired by the iconic adventure Lara Croft in this exciting new collaboration, as well as weapon cosmetics like Lara Croft's trusty compound bow and climbing axe, arriving in-game on August 28th. The collaboration will uniquely blend both Eastern and Western cultures and showcase the spirit exploration and survival shared by two adventurers, Batari and Lara Croft." So we shall see what happens there. We're going to break away from Lara Croft for a few minutes just to talk about Dragon Age and the WildGuard PC. Specs are now available, thanks GameSpot.com. So BioWare did talk about this and said, quote, "The Dragon Age franchise started out on PC and we wanted to make sure PC is a great place to play our game. Many of us at BioWare are PC players ourselves, and when testing, PC made up 40% of our platform testing effort, with over 200,000 hours of performance and compatibly testing." Now, there's a bit of the graphics that they were talking about, but I'll just give you the display features. So they have full support for 21:9 ultra-wide resolutions, ability to uncap frame rate, VSync including fractional rate VSync, HDR support, optional upscaling, which would include DLSS 3, FSR 2.2, and XeSS, NVIDIA Reflex, DLSS 3 frame generation, optional dynamic resolution scaling, cinematic aspect ratio as well, but they did say disable this option for cinematic 21:9 ratio, and the controls are class-specific keybinds and keyboard plus controller bindings, so you could use both. Now we got just a bit of an update because Black Myth Wukong is now breaking records because they are establishing itself as the most viewed game through Chinese live streaming platforms on the first day of release. That was provided by Daniel Ahmed, which is one of the analysts at Nikko Partners, and he was saying that the game is the most popular single player game by the peak of concurrent users. In fact, here's what he said on Twitter. Quote, "New Black Myth Wukong was the number one most viewed game on Chinese game live streaming platforms on its first day, breaking all records for a single player game. Please read our full blog on the success of the game and what it means for the industry." Now he did add, quote, "It signals that Chinese studios are ready to compete directly with established Western and Japanese developers in the premium AAA space. Game science transition from mobile game development to creating a world-class AAA title backed by heavyweights like Tencent and Hero Games is a path that many Chinese game developers are already trying to follow with growing success. We shall see what happens with Wukong." Now WCCF Tech said that Avowed might have some more possible endings to it, because the game director, Kerry Patel, was talking with IGN at Gamescom 24, and she was talking about a vowed's endings. And she said that a vowed did hit some possible double digits on the number of endings that could be. And that will give some replayability for the game. Now, a vowed could be set to release on February 18th, 2025. Now, it was set to release later this year, but it was pushed back to February 18th. Avowed was first announced in 2020 during the Xbox Series X showcase. And since then, Avowed did evolve itself, or the developers made the game better, made it evolve. So we shall see what happens with that one. On College Football 25, it's only the best selling video game of 2024, according to PureXbox.com, because Matt Pistella showed the list of the games selling, and right now it's EA Sports College Football 25 at number one. Number two is Helldivers 2. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 is number three. Dragon's Dogma 2 is number four. And the EA Sports MVP bundle is now number five. The EA Sports MVP bundle is Madden and College Football 25. So, yeah, it's number one. Now, NintendoEverything.com say that Last in Random, The Eternal Die, was revealed for Switch. And Thunderful did unveil The Lost in Random, The Eternal Die back in 2021. And today they gave an update because they said that, well, now it could be on your Switch next year. Shadow of the Ninja Reborn, according to PlayStation4blog.net, PS4blog, said that this remake will be coming to the consoles on August 29th, so 1 week from today. So if you want to check that out, GG Mania is also giving an update about Dune Awakening, and it'll be up on PC via Steam first early next year, and it'll be on the consoles PlayStation 5 and Xbox later on next year. And they also showed about 27 minutes of gameplay there at Gamescom 24. I said there's going to be more Lara Croft, right? Well, Kotaku did say that you can get a Lara Croft statue for $90, and they'll be on the Dark Horse's website. Pre-orders are available, but Push Square said that if you really like Lara Croft, Netflix may be making a series for Tomb Raider. So, it'll be up on Netflix, because that's who's producing it, and she'll be coming this October. Might be good to have a network. There's video game stuff everywhere, isn't there? But don't worry, we'll keep you apprised of it. All of it. All thanks to being a part of Dawnforge. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people. We'll see you tomorrow for Finally Friday.